When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back in. 1620 The Zone TV, everywhere you can get us on this Tuesday. We say going up on a Tuesday. I'm all in on Tuesday. I'm sure we play more video games. The boy's coming back from Nebraska.
Oh, is he a big gamer?
He's a big gamer. He's also, somebody told me the other day.
Has he got a scholarship for it?
No.
Okay.
Has he played NCAA football? Because you could own him in that.
I hope mom's not listening. I hope he's not listening. We're just trying to hold on to the scholarship.
Oh, we've all been there.
How about this?
Not judging.
You remember when we were all in college, we had dead week, and it was like really dead week?
Yeah, literally nothing.
He's taken all of his finals during dead week.
Get it over with.
Good on him.
That means the summer will start soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have four months? More weeks of college left for the semester.
Nice.
So, last night, I know you guys are not wrestling fans.
Especially when you say wrestling.
But I saw who went.
Backlash this weekend. The crowds were unbelievable. I mean, we're in a good spot with WWE and the storylines and such. So last night they were in Hartford. And you know who showed up.
You know.
Because he runs his program like a WWE operation. Dan Hurley was there. He got involved. I mean,
did he play the role of the heel like Patrick Mahomes?
Kind of.
Okay.
But
it's a good role for
Patrick Mahomes last week when Raw was in KC, and then last night in Hartford, Dan Hurley showed up. So who's having a better life? A guy that's got back-to-back national championships and could be in the running for three if Caravan comes back to school, or Bill Murray? So full disclosure, I used to work for Bill Murray.
Yep.
He's owned, just here too. Bill Murray, Mike Vec, and Jimmy Buffett all own the Fort Myers Miracle when I was living in Florida.
What a group right there. Jimmy Buffett and Bill Murray.
I only met Jimmy Buffett once, and he did a private little concert.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah, such a nice person.
Oh, my gosh.
I dealt more with Mike Vec, and I have seen Bill Murray at 6 in the morning. Okay, so.
I remember you talking about that at the meetings.
Yeah. He walked into one of our corporate meetings.
Did people, like, suggest just let him be for a while?
I was sitting next to our general manager, and everybody was looking at him.
Yeah.
Because he was haggard. And Steve, one of the best people I've ever worked for, he said, don't say anything. Don't say anything.
Okay.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, I knew there was some type of instruction going on.
But
don't stare.
But Bill, you know, once got hit in the head by a pitching machine in Fort Myers. And so he was kind of out on the miracle. But, my brief interaction with him, he was funny. And he liked things that we were doing. So Bill Murray hopped on the 7 train from Lower Manhattan and went out to Citi Field last week for the Mets and the Cubs by himself. Guy that could take an Uber, private car service, gets on the 7 train. So he's out there supporting his Cubs. He was in town this weekend.
Yep.
So the Berkshire Hathaway weekend, all the Berkeys are now gone. They've taken all the pictures they can of Buffett's house.
Our city is back.
I almost hit somebody. So like, when I left here on Friday, where I was going, that was a shortcut. So I drove on Farnham, and there was, I kid you not, there must have been 55 people were standing on the sidewalk across the street from his house taking a picture.
It's like outside
and
Graceland.
There's like lady who was oblivious to our traffic laws in this country. Stepped out into the, I saw her coming, so I anticipated it. But I think they're all gone. They've all taken their pictures of
I thought
Warren's
you meant
house.
Like you ran across an aggressive Berkey and you almost hit them.
No,
that's what I thought.
Just, there are a lot of people that want to see where it's Warren lives.
They're mating season and they chase other fellow Berkeys around.
That's why I wish he would, like at peak viewing of his house, he would come out, like have the Joe Paterno moment and address the crowd.
Alice Cooper moment where he does this. Thinking a little more wholesome here.
There's a lot of pictures that are circulating of his house.
I bet if you've seen it once, you've seen it many, many times. Just different angles,
yes, you
maybe.
Have. Yes, you have.
Yeah.
But Bill Murray was in town. He is a friend of Warren Buffett, but mm-hmm. I think he also has some shares.
I bet he's on the A-list.
So there's a story that's circulating of a gentleman from Bellevue that ran into him downtown. There's a nice little coffee shop, 18th and Dodge Astute Cafe, or coffee, excuse me. Bill Murray was in there. Again, I think by himself, just having coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Then Bill Murray left Omaha.
Yeah.
And he, no one ever has like a bad interaction with him.
Right.
Like he likes to talk to people. You go to a college basketball game, whether when his son was at Xavier working for Coach Mac,
mm-hmm.
or now that he's at UConn, he goes to those games and he's, you know.
Yep.
But he always wears his Cubs hat. He loves that World Series hat from 2016. He's got the World Series patch. So he left here on Sunday. You know where he went?
Man, yeah, Kansas. He went to a random college baseball game.
So he went to the KUK State game.
My Facebook had Haney and Bill Murray on it Sunday. I was like, what happened?
So his brother lives in Manhattan.
Right.
Oh,
and
okay.
I think his sister-in-law is a vet in Manhattan. She graduated from K-State. So
good veterinary
Bill
school.
Murray Noah is Vanderhoff. Sitting behind home plate at the KUK State Sunday game in Manhattan
mm-hmm.
the other day. That man is living a great life.
Yes.
Now, he's up there in age.
Oh, yeah.
He's
got to be 80.
He's in his 80s?
He's got to be.
I mean, I'm
afraid.
He kind of got partially canceled.
Yep.
So now he's just traveling the country.
Oh, 73.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah. Spring chicken.
Now he's traveling the country going to baseball games.
Sounds like a good life.
I love that he doesn't really shield himself either. If you approach him, you approach him. If you don't, you don't. I don't think he could care less. Someone was telling a story about, I don't think it wasn't Epley, but it was an Omaha traveler, and I think maybe Phoenix, that they ran into him, and they just had a conversation, and he ended up having a drink with him. He said, hey, I'm going to, and I think it was like coffee. And he was like, hey, I'm going to go get a coffee. You want to come?
Moose.
That's what Bill Murray invited him.
Is Bill Murray becoming one of the celebrities that we're all running into?
I think so,
yeah.
Because he's just, again, he doesn't shield himself. So, and I think he's just a random traveler. Not that being here this last weekend was necessarily random. You're here for a reason. But then to just go to, hey, you know what? I'm close enough to Manhattan. Going to go visit my brother, and I'm going to go watch. I love baseball. And they just so happen to have the Sunflower Showdown going on.
Presented by Dylan's. Trust me, get my hand slapped if I
so
didn't
you
say
said
Dylan's.
His brother. It is the guy who played Noah.
Brian lives there.
Really?
Yeah. Likes to play at Prairie Dunes a lot.
No kidding. So he's lived there
at the course there? I can't remember. I should know
that
this.
That is at okay. Jim Colbert's course?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Colbert Hills. There we
so
go.
So he's lived there for quite some time then?
I think
his
so.
Brother,
it's
yeah.
been a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I didn't
his
know
brother,
that.
Prairie Dunes is Hutch.
Maybe 15 years. He's a graduate of K-State.
Okay. I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's he so also cool. thinks that that's a human with a cat head. Where's the rest of the damn costume?
So not only Noah Vanderhoff, but he was also Mr. Shirley.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Frank Shirley lives Frank in Manhattan. Brett,
that's
the takeaway
that's
here.
Better. Frank Shirley.
Yeah. Brett shares a story. So Bill Murray no longer owns stake in organized baseball.
Okay.
They then went to independent baseball. They also, you know, they all had the St. Paul Saints. Now the St. Paul Saints are organized as a AAA affiliate of the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
But he is right. He owns a collegiate summer league team in Martha's Vineyard. Throughout the first pitch one night when he played, his team was so funny, they gave him the mic and he was dancing all over the field making jokes like it was a comedy show. He has one of the best pitches of all time at Wrigley Field.
Is that a Cape League team?
No.
Okay.
Futures
summer
league.
Catch.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's the draft, MLB gotcha. Draft league.
Like okay. Ryan Dunn.
You know, he has one of the most famous first pitches at Wrigley Field where he threw it up onto the backstop.
Yes,
I remember
that's
that
right. I do remember that.
No, I don't remember that.
I mean, they were so nervous because, you know, he would sit in with Harry.
Yeah.
Well, no, one year sat in when Harry was out, he sat in with Steve Stone and he did the starting lineups.
Okay, I do recall
and
that
they
one.
They were
yep.
like petrified that, yeah. oh my God, we're going to be done.
Well, and that's.
And
the,
Steve Stone couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah. That's the other thing about him is that exactly that element yeah. of him. He shows up in random places, but he also just does the most random things. Like the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, the amount of stories of the things Bill Murray not only would do, but also wear on the golf course,
yeah,
too.
Has he been back there in a while?
I don't... no, he was, I want to say 22.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He was there because anytime they show him with a group, they'll play the highlight reel of Bill Murray Pebble Beach moments that go back decades. And some of the funniest things. Like the one year he was dressed like Carl Spackler. And so there's, he'll pull, he was pulling like a random, I wouldn't say she was an old woman, but an elderly woman out beyond the ropes. And he was trying to like carry her. And you could tell she wasn't wanting to, but she was enjoying the bit. And it just all of these things that he's known to do. It does. It's always walking that line of awkward, uncomfortable. We're not sure what he's going to do. But it's all in good humor, and it's in a way that only he can do it. I mean, you know this probably better than we do, since you had a chance to interact with him too, as in the baseball world. But yeah, there's just nobody even close to him.
Yeah, he almost got our liquor license, beer and liquor license, pulled in Fort Myers.
How so?
Because he liked to come down for games,
mm-hmm.
So he shipped Old Style to the ballpark. And That was our distributor was not an Old Style distributor.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know who is.
Yeah, all of a sudden when a couple pallets show up and then they show up to change some kegs and they're like,
where does that come from?
Bill Murray.
Yeah, I feel like if you just say Bill Murray. Yeah, I feel like then they were like, oh, okay, makes sense.
But
exception.
I don't know. If you saw him this weekend, that was him in Omaha.
Mm-hmm. There's always somebody that, and I don't remember him being.
We didn't have a ton of celebrities, I don't think, this weekend.
I don't remember him being part of the Berkshire Hathaway crowd in recent years. This is the first time that I can ever recall. Because, like what you said, usually every year you'll get a few names like, oh, yeah, so-and-so was in Omaha. I honestly cannot remember Bill Murray for at least that weekend.
We're going to get a story that, he left here on Omaha, got in his car, he drove down to Manhattan, he drove through the Runza in Beatrice. Yeah, we got a picture with him.
Probably.
That would happen, though. Right.
He got a breakfast Runza.
All right, T-shirt idea is coming up next on our Nebraska football T-shirt idea. We'll need some feedback if this is the way to go. I'll share that with you ahead of this upcoming season, which is a little over 16 Saturdays away. If we're keeping track.
Do we need a countdown?
What are we? I don't know. It's like 118 days? 117 days? Something like that?
I think 18. When we hit 100, then we start the countdown.
We're at 115 days, 22 hours, 9 minutes, and 32 seconds, 31 seconds.
Thank you,
seconds.
David Max.
Yes. it is. Never fails.
Ben Columbus from the Nebraska baseball team will join us coming up at 8:30. Brian Christofferson from Husker 24/7 as well on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.